Father, I thank you, Lord, because of a brand new day, the dawning of a new day. Hallelujah. Now, O Lord, glorify thyself in the message of the Lord. Bless every heart. Let the entrance of your word bring light and understanding to us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today's lesson on our Emerge series, as you can see in the title, A New Day Begins. That's right. Your testimony will be to say, well, that was then, but this is now. Hallelujah. Now, what does that all mean? Well, what it means is, well, definitely it is a new day. Something new is starting. There are prophetic time measures, and God called forth the time. And, you know, I gave some testimony yesterday, and I want people to give testimony also today. But I gave a testimony, and I didn't realize it until 2 days ago, that there was a prophetic time measure even fulfilling in my life. 40 years to the date yesterday, something remarkable happened in my life. And, you know, I was the day the Lord established my goings in this land. And now, the Lord said, well, you dwelt long enough in that place. There is something new on the horizon. You know, sometimes the Lord, you know, in those olden days, used to deal with those prophets in a way that they would enact the message that the Lord wanted, you know, to bring forth, you know, something in their lives, you know. And I now see, I'm not a prophet or anything, but I now see that, wow, there's something, you know, that the Lord is telling, even by my own story. You know, so I wanted to share the good news with everyone. Of course, we've been on this Emerge series. I wasn't thinking about it then. I wasn't even thinking about it when the Lord gave the word at the beginning of the year. And a couple weeks ago when we started this Emerge series, I wasn't thinking about this. You know, I was just focused on what the Lord was bringing to my mind. But the last 2 days, and especially yesterday, made me realize something that I hadn't even thought about, you know, for a long time. So, well, here we are, you know. Now, as we enter, and as we're about to enter the last few, or go through, I should say, go through, I correct myself there, as we go through the last few days, you know, because enter suggests that you're not going out of it. As we go through the last few days, approaching next year, we're considering, well, what has been, you know, let's consider what has been. Consider what has been this year. Perhaps you've had some limited success, you know, or perhaps you had a lot of failure, some pain, some sorrow, some grief, some distress, some anguish, perhaps even sickness, a disappointment, you know, and loss, and so many things. Well, I've got good news. Put it this way. Well, that was then, but this is now. That's right. That was then, but this is now. So, you know, when the devil, in fact, it's the same thing even for people who are just coming into the Lord, or you are coming back after you've messed up, just like the prodigal son, he messed up and he came back. You know, I guarantee you, you know, that they'll try to put it in his face. Maybe his older brother will try to remind you, look, you know, Jesus didn't go into the rest of the story, but, you know, after that homecoming, you know, his older brother still didn't want any part of it. Probably will try to remind him, you know, of his past failures. And how, look, you're the one that went and messed up everything. you messed up your life and so forth. Don't tell me anything here. You know, you don't have it together quite yet. Well, his answer would be, well, but that was then. But this is now. Hallelujah. You know, all things are passed away. Now, some people that dwell in the past all the time, you know, always in the past, especially past failures. Well, it's the same thing even if it was successes. You got to move on. Praise the Lord. And people have their finger on that rewind button. Always constantly rewinding to the past. You know, you can't do anything about the day that's already gone except to learn from it. Yesterday is gone. There's nothing no matter the kind of anointing or power or faith you have, you can't go back right now to yesterday. It's already gone. But today is what we have. Hallelujah. We have today. And this, I want to say to you that indeed, today is a new day. You know, I begin to even try to understand some prophetic timelines, you know, even in my life. And perhaps God is using me to enact this story, as he used to do to some of those guys that I talked to in the past. Isaiah, he made him enact a story. Hosea made him enact a story. Jeremiah, you know, Ezekiel, many of them just make them enact stories. Well, Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Well, that ought to be what we say about every day. And how did the Lord, and why did the Lord, and what did the Lord make the day for? Well, the day was made for us and not the other way around. You know, I mean, Jesus was not bound by days and things like that. You know, one time they challenged him and said, look, you know, why are your disciples doing these things that are not lawful for them to do on the Sabbath days? They're not lawful, you know, for them to do these things. Even yet challenge Jesus all the time. Whether it was his disciples that went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day and Jesus didn't rebuke them or stop them. Whether it was he himself healing people on the Sabbath day, and he loved to heal the people. If he went to the synagogue, you know, it was a Sabbath day, and somebody was there sick of the palsy or whatever it is, or, you know, with a withdrawn hand or whatever, he's going to heal that person. I mean, he goes around and finds somebody who's, 40 years blind or whatever. It didn't matter to him whether it's a Sabbath day or not. Could have healed that person. But the Pharisees, of course, they're going to come along and say, well, it's not lawful for you to carry your bed. They don't care. They never cared anything that the man that was sick for many years is now able to walk. They didn't care anything about that. All they cared was about, you are breaking the Sabbath day. And Jesus would tell them things like, look, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath day. I don't care about all those things. Even you in your hearts. You know, if your donkey should fall into a hole on the Sabbath day, are you going to leave him there until the next day just because it's Sabbath day? Will you not go there and promptly pull him out, even though it was the Sabbath day? You disregard the Sabbath day in order to save a donkey. How much more these folks? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ought not this woman who has been bound these many years be loosed on such a day as this? So Jesus never, you know, cared too much about that Sabbath day stuff or any other day for that matter, because the Lord is Lord of even the Sabbath. Well, when thou shalt turn unto us, what shall we be then? You know, Paul wrote and said, look, I'm afraid of you guys because you're constantly, you know, talking about the new moon, the Sabbath, the this day, the that day, and so forth. I'm afraid of you, he said. You know, maybe the tempter has come in there and beguiled you. You know, But more so, I'm afraid for the people that are constantly talking about yesterday or yesteryears. You know, sometimes you can talk about it just to give testimony and glory to God. But if you are bemoaning, you know, bad things that happened in the past, or the devil bring it up in your face, then what you gonna do? Well, since we are on the Emerge series, your answer ought to be, that was then, but this is now. I mean, there are many people in the Bible that were faced with situations like that, you know? And the devil can come up against you and remind you of your previous defeats, and he'll tell you the time he knocked you flat on your back on the canvas. You know, a cheap shot you. But you can also remind the devil that, well, yeah, you did knock me down, but, you know, who won the fight? I didn't stay down for the count. I got up and I whooped you. That's right. In the name of the Lord. Yeah, now, you never, look, this business of thinking that the devil is something, you know, and that, you know, he's so powerful and stuff, maybe. But behold, I give you power. Hallelujah. Over all the power of the enemy. Now, did Jesus say, I give you power over some of the power of the enemy? You can read it yourself in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all. Now that's A-L-L. All the power of the enemy. That's right. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'll tell you some of the power of the enemy. Fear. Uh-huh. Number one, discouragement. You know, number two is discouragement. Number three, accusations. He has a lot of power and different things like that. He'll bring all kinds of things up. And every time he tries to bring up any of those things, well, you can tell him that I was then and this is now. You can also remind him of his own future too. That he's going to the lake of fire. That's where he's going. Praise the Lord. And also remind him too that the Lord, he whooped him from pillar to post and got from him the keys of hell and death. You know, the devil, he likes to bluff. You know, but you need to call his bluff. You know, and every day when you get up in the morning, you remember how I used to teach that in this room months ago. You get up in the morning and that heaviness and so forth, try to come on in there and say, oh no, we're not doing that. Not today, not tomorrow, not any day. Today, I am rejoicing because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Today, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. You know, we say, well, you know, you were gloomy yesterday. Well, that was yesterday. Today is a new day, and I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. And you tell your soul, we're not doing any of that gloomy stuff today. But let me take it beyond just one day. I want to take it for seasons and times because we're talking of the emerging series, you know, and now, you know, whatever we've been through up till this point, good or bad, that was then. This is now. God has something greater right now. Even successes, you know, if we even rest on our oars for successes, you're not going to do any better. You know, if you're always constantly saying, oh, well, you know, you did this yesterday, which was a good thing, but you don't do anything else, well, that's all you will ever do. You know, so it's not only the bad side. It's the same thing. You got to keep moving on. Hallelujah. There's new terrain. There's new territory. There are new victories to be won. But more importantly, under this Emerge series, there are new frontiers. Hallelujah. You know, and God has brought us all of that to here. And he didn't bring us here to just dump us now. And in fact, he's preparing us enabling us, encouraging us for what lies ahead. You know, and God's to, he loves to do that too. I mean, one time Elijah had to go 40 days, you know, in search of something that the Lord wanted to do for him, preparing him, because he's going to get out of here. Chariots of fire coming for him and all of that. And the Lord, you know, Lord told him, you know, you got to eat and prepare yourself for what's ahead and so on. You know, so the Lord has been preparing us for what is ahead. And what is ahead, the great things that the Lord has in store for us. Today is the day of salvation. We are told in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. Now, yesterday may have been whatever, but the Lord is called the Savior. And, you know, today, for people who need salvation, people who need a breakthrough, people who need a healing, people who need deliverance, it's today. That's right. Today, you know, one time I was in college and a friend of mine says to me, we're studying late in the night, and he looked up at the clock and said, oh, you know, it was just a few minutes before midnight. And he said, well, I said, oh, we're not yet in tomorrow. And I said, no, we'll never be in tomorrow. And so, of course, we'll be in tomorrow in a few minutes. And I said, no, you'll never be in tomorrow, because in a few minutes, it'll be today. Hallelujah. It is always today, ladies and gentlemen. It is never yesterday, and it's never tomorrow. It's always today. You can't be in yesterday, and you cannot be in tomorrow. You are right here in today. Yesterday is gone. When it is tomorrow, it will be today. It will always today. So that's why the scripture say, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. It's not tomorrow, you know. And sometimes God may tell us some things about tomorrow. You will say, tomorrow, do this. You know, today, prepare your heart. Tomorrow, something's going to happen. But, you know, that's just to give you time to worship. We saw that in the story of Jehoshaphat. But when it gets to that so-called tomorrow, it will be today. It's always today. That's the dimension in which we live. Now, God is in all these dimensions at the same time. You know, God's in the past, in the present, in the future, all at once. You know, but for us, we're only right here. Now, he can prophetically take you into the past. That's right. And, you know, a real prophet, they can see into the past. Not only future. You know, God can show them things. You know, how do you think Moses wrote all of those things about Genesis? Was he there? Of course not. You know, God can take you into those things and show you incredible things. You know, and then he can also show you the future. But you're always in today. You know, so that should strengthen us to know that, look, while it is called today, you know, never mind about yesterday. Focus on today. All we can do with yesterday is learn from it. Now, the psalmist said in Psalm 30, he said, look, sorrow may endure for a night, but in the morning, well, you can say, well, that was then, but this is now. Joy is coming in the morning. So when you get up in the morning, how come some people get up in the morning and are depressed? When the Bible says joy is coming in the morning. You know, so you should never be depressed in the mornings. You should never be. It should be a new song on your mouth. Now, I'm just talking of natural things. In a moment, I'm going to tell you, you know, the spring forward things concerning this message series on Emerge. That's right. Emerge. Psalm 30 and verse 5. Sorrow and weeping may endure for a night. But what's happening in the morning? Joy is coming in the morning. Glory to God. Now, when we look at today, where you are right now. See it with the eyes of faith. Just like God said to Abraham, from the place where you are right now, don't worry about yesterday, don't worry about the issues that happened between you and Lot. Right now, from here on out, hallelujah, from here on out, it is a new day. Praise God. So I just want to exhort us this morning on a brief exhortation about it being a new day. Now, when the Lord began to move upon Hezekiah, Hezekiah was faced with, horrible news. In fact, the prophet of the Lord, he came and he said, look, the Lord has seen your sickness, but unfortunately, you will not recover. So set your house in order, do whatever you need to do, prepare your sons, prepare your house, make provision and so forth, because this sickness is unto death and you will not recover. Well, what are you going to do with that kind of news? If you get that kind of news, what are you going to do? People get horrible news like that these days. I mean, this was even from a prophet that came with us here at the Lord. People get it these days from medical science. They'll tell you the prognosis is bad. You can't make it. You got 6 months to live or whatever. Now we're just going to manage your pain until you just die. You're just going to expire. There's nothing else we can do for you. And all these things, you will surely die and not recover. Well, what did Hezekiah say? When we're in the face of these bad news, what are you going to do? Let's not give in to any of those things. Hezekiah didn't even give in to that. Didn't even matter if it was a prophet that said it. Well, he turned around. You can read, how the Lord, heard his prayer and how he himself, brought a change to his own story because of his posture with the Lord. You can read it in, Isaiah chapter 38. And he wouldn't. He wasn't going to take that, evil news, but he turned his heart to the Lord and he said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech you how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart. And I've done that which is good in thy sight. And he wept sore before the Lord. Now, that was our tears of faith. Hallelujah. Now that's something that spoke for him. His integrity spoke for him right here. How he had walked uprightly with the integrity of his heart before the Lord, his God, and that spoke for him. And he came to the Lord and said, look, Lord, remember how I have walked in the integrity of my heart. And this news, I'm not ready to die. I got some more stuff to do. For whatever reason, we don't know why he didn't want to die, but he didn't. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard his prayer. And even the word of the Lord came to Isaiah again before he had actually gone out of the palace court and turned back and go give him another word. Hallelujah. Another word. And so when the other word came, that was a change in his story. It would have expired in a few days. God changed his story. Well, there was the dawning of a new day for Hezekiah. Because he knew. In fact, God told him, I'm going to give you 15 years. Well, he could have bargained for more, actually, I believe it. Because he was on a roll. I believe that when you are on a roll with God, you shouldn't stop. Hezekiah could have made that and said, why 15? Give me 25. Or even 40. He could have done that, And the Lord, the Lord loves that kind of bold faith. Grab a hold of the Lord, say, ye that make mention of the Lord, give him no rest until he establish, your heart's desires, prayers over Israel, prayers over yourself, prayers over your family, until we make you a praise in the earth. Don't give him any rest. You know, so when you are on a roll with God, such as now, that God say, it is now for you to break forth. For thou shalt break forth on the left and on the right, because it is a new day. And because of that, well, I like to put it this way, milk the situation. Don't stop. Hey, why stop at 15 for? Get more. You know, see more, get more. Think greater, get greater. You know, hallelujah. But in all that you do, remember, it's a new day. Never mind the past. Never mind. God said, I will do a new thing. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. You have dwelt long enough in this place, God told them. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, he said, look, you know, enough. Get up and go forward and possess the things that I already told you to possess. Hallelujah. So that's our lesson right now. Yes, we've had, you know, we've had trickles of blessings here and there, you know, but now, you know, we want, you know, what God has already promised. We want everything that God has promised, whether it's in a deluge, whether it's in an open door, whether it's in, you know, God bringing you into new frontiers. For the children of the Israel, it was new frontiers. Even for Abraham, it was new frontiers. Well, search out the land, see whatever you can, and I'll give it to you. Well, for Moses and the children of the Lord, Israel, it was the same thing. Lord said to them, look, you've been in this place long enough. Now it's time, you know, for you to go forward as I speak to you before. You know, you go forward and take your journey. Go to the Mount of the Amorites, possess the place, take the high places thereof, in the plain, in the hills, in the valley, in the south, on the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, unto Lebanon, and unto the great river, even river Euphrates. Go forward and grab these things. Praise God. You can read it in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and read verses 7 and 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father. Well, let me put it to you this way. Go in and possess the great thing that the Lord is causing to come to pass in your life. Even as he told you at the beginning of this year that you will emerge. So go forward and enter him. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said, you know, I have done it and I have given it to you. But you got to move with the Spirit of the Lord. So, what's your testimony then? You know, you've struggled with the business ideas, but where are you now? This is a new day, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in fact, it's kind of what Jesus told, you know, that man in John chapter 5. It was kind of what he told him in a roundabout way. I can put it that way. Because the man said, look, you know, I have been coming, you know, all this time. I mean, the Lord looked at the man. He knew he'd been there, you know, he had this infirmity 38 years. The Bible says, and when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been of a long time in that case. And the Lord said to him, will thou be made whole? John chapter 5 and verse 6. And the man said, I want to be made whole, but every attempt that I've tried has never worked. Somebody always steps in and takes what is mine. That's the way many people feel. You know, that promotion, that whatever, you know, somebody else is getting it and you're always left behind. Everybody else getting healed, but you're always left behind. Everybody else having advancement, but you're always left behind. This man said, well, I can't, you know, I can't seem to move fast enough. You know, and somebody always getting in ahead of me. And the Lord pretty much said, look, that was then, but this is now. Never mind that you couldn't do it before. Today is a new day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was then. Well, you tried. And indeed, he tried. He tried to get in there, but, you know, he was crippled. There were all that many people that were crippled. He wasn't the only one. There lay in that place a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, and so forth. They were all waiting for the same thing. But only one of them got the blessing at any particular time. And this man, but he kept coming. And so one day the Lord said to him, look, that was then. At that time, it was about the angel, it was about the water, it was about all of that. But today, forget about the angel, forget about the water. I'm right here. Glory to God. You know, it's a new day. Thank you, Jesus. And then, you know, every time Jesus stepped into a situation like that, it became a new day. It's a new day. Didn't matter. In Luke chapter 5, you know, Peter and his friends, they were there. They did everything they could all night long. The fish were not biting. They packed in their nets, washed everything up, came back to the shore. And then Jesus came and said, do it again. And Peter ranted, you know, well, you know, they've done that, been there, done that, nothing. But as soon as he started to say it, he himself remembered that the master has just spoken. And Peter in his mind said, well, okay, well, that was then. But now, this is the word of the master. Nevertheless, at your word. You know, so we can apply that to every situation. Jesus said, do it again. He said, well, I tried that before, that didn't work. The Lord says to you, do it again. Hallelujah. But this time, I'm going to give you strategy. I'm going to show you which side of the boat to cast your net at. Hallelujah. And God's going to direct all that the fish to that side. Glory to God. And God will tell you, and God is doing that for us in this series. Now, we have the opportunity many times right in front of us, you know, as the writer Jeremiah in the book of Lamentation, he wrote in Lamentation 3, 22 and 23, he said, look, the mercies of God are new every morning and great is his faithfulness. You know, so when you get up in the morning, this time around, you know, let's not be dragging our soul, or letting your soul drag you down. I don't know who's dragging who. But you say to your soul, this is a new day. This is a new morning. And the Lord is my portion. Therefore will I hope in him. Hallelujah. And you say these things. And you move forward in hope. He said, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. You know, hope in his salvation. Wait for his promise. He has promised it too. It's time for you to run through troops. It's time for you to leap over walls. It's time for you to fly and soar like the eagle. That's right. Psalmist, I love the way he put it. He said, look, by my God, I run through troops. I leap over walls. You know, I mean, whatever. He can do it. You know, he's not. God is the one that teaches my hands. To fight my fingers, to fight my hands to war, and all these things. I can bend a bow of steel with my hands. I mean, and this man, he was always knew that something good was on the horizon, but he wouldn't stop. He was going to let troops, he said, they encompass me about like bees, but in the name of the Lord, I would destroy them all. It didn't matter to him. Troops, walls, obstacles, whatever. He's going through. Praise the Lord. Now, are you going through? What is your testimony? You know, leave that rewind button alone. Get your fingers off of it. Make new memories. Don't worry about the past. If you think about the past at all, think about it to give praise to the Lord. I said, the Lord that did this, gave me victory over the lion and gave me victory over the bear. That's what the pass is good for. And he will give me victory over this Goliath. But don't bemoan any failures of the past. What good does that do? I'll put you into depression. Stand up yourself. I love the way Isaiah, I love many things about Isaiah. He knew how to, invoke confidence restoring confidence in our hearts. Here's how he put it in Isaiah 52 and verse 2. And this is how I like to put it. I call it snap out of it. Isaiah said, snap out of it. Shake yourself from the doors. Lose yourself from the bands around your neck. Snap out of it. Forget about, the past. Oh, the past didn't work. This didn't. That was then. This is now. You are on the verge. You are right here today. Hallelujah. You are right here today at the opening of the gates. You are right here today at the dawning of a new day. You are right here on the verge and on the edge of infinite possibilities. That's right. Because there shall nothing be impossible to anyone that can believe. And if you can believe for it, well, God can do it. Hallelujah. And he'll do it too. Praise God. This is the way that Jesus put it out there. He said, look, if you can only believe, Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Well, you say, well, but I believed once and didn't work. Well, that was then, but this is now. There is a prophetic time measure. There is a cycle that we are in right now. And you are beneficiaries of this thing. Praise the Lord. So, what's your testimony going to be? And when the enemy comes in and tries to rob your past disappointments in your face, well, you need to say, look, that was then, but this is now. One man, I told you the story in John chapter 9. He was blind for a long time, 40 years. And then when Jesus healed him, they challenged him. You can't carry your bed and all of this. Why is it that you left your begging post? And they want the man to continue to be a beggar. And they started to accuse him of so many things. He said, well, I don't know about all of that. They even told you, look, that man who healed you, it could not have been a man of God. Because if he was a man of God, he would have known that you should not be healed on the Sabbath day. They will even tell the people, there are, 6 days that you can be healed. Come and be healed on those days. But don't come on the Sabbath. I mean, this was the wickedness that was in the hearts of those people. On any of those days, you can be healed. But on this Sabbath, can't be healed. And so this man said, well, I don't know anything about that. John chapter 9, verse 25. But one thing I know, he said, well, once I was blind, but now I see. That's what I know. Well, he said, that was then. I was blind then, but now I see. And they told him, are you now? You were altogether born in sin. Yeah, see, that's what they thought. Just because he was born blind. I said, are you now going to teach us? They cast him out of the, temple. but the man said, look. I don't know whether the man was a sinner or not. Say, why? This is a marvelous thing that you call the man a sinner, because we know that God doesn't hear sinners, and so forth. And he told them. Any man said, worship our God, we hear. Told them. And said, well, you got to preach to us now. He said, look, since the beginning of the world, we never heard of, we never heard of such a thing. Anyone born blind would be made to see in a moment. And he told them, look, I don't care what you guys said, but this man, whatever he was, one thing I know is once I was blind, and that was then. My life is different now. I'm no longer blind. See, they cannot put that blindness back on. Left to those people, they want to put that blindness back on him. Get back into the place where you were blind. You cannot be healed today. And the man said, I am healed, and that's all I can say. I'm not, That was then, I was blind once, but now I can see. Glory to God. And situations in your life, this is the way the Lord thinks of it too. Story of the prodigal son, when he came back, he said, well, you know, when the overrighteous brother was complaining about it, the father told him, look, my son was dead, but now he's alive. My son was lost, but now he's found. It's a new day in the life of my son. So I'm going to rejoice, and you should too. Praise God. But you know, there are some people that will not rejoice with you. They will envy you, but that's on them. That's their problem. You know, you don't worry about that. You just rejoice. You know, this man, he came back, and the father said, it is a new day. Yes, you messed up. Yes, you screwed up. But this is a new day. You are my son. Hallelujah. And then God, you know, clean him up. Get all that, those dirty clothes off of him. Give him the, you know, clean robe. Put a finger, ring on his finger. Kill for him, the fire cow. Celebrate. Praise God. Heavens will celebrate you in this coming year. God is preparing you through these last few days of this month for the great celebrations that will be coming forth in your life for next year. That's it. Praise the Lord. And every day starting today, you can say to the devil, you know, if he tries to bring up any failures or any such thing, look, that's not going to work. You know, you're never successful. You know, every time you try to grab something, somebody else gets it. You know, people who have started after you, they got it before you. And all kinds of things. You know, we say, well, that was then. Glory to God. But this is now. And the Lord, he knows what he is doing. The Lord said, I will do a new thing. Now, if you are looking for a new thing, well, let God do his thing. He knows how to do it. It is indeed a new day. Hallelujah. And God's ways are beyond our ways. And he'll teach you. You know, he'll show you how to align with his thoughts. But there's something good that the Lord is cooking for you. Well, that's my exhortation today, because I want to leave room for testimonies. You know, I want you to have an opportunity today. Over the last few days, you know, people didn't get enough chance to do that. So I'm going to just leave it short today. Suffice to say that today is a new day. That's all I want to say today. A new day is beginning. And you should have a testimony in your mouth. Have, you know, the Bible says, always have a readiness, you know, to give, to say your testimony of why you have such a bright outlook. Well, in spite of all the gloomy stuff. Well, I said, because that was then, but this is now. Hallelujah. You know, and I can go on and on about this, but I'm going to leave it right there. But you get the idea. You know, that must be your response. As you go through, you will know that the Lord is doing something good. All the previous pain, the losses, the disappointments, the lack of progress, the fear, you know, the doubt, the unbelief, and whatever else holding us back. That was then. This is now. Right now, say, I will rejoice and be glad in this new day, because it's a new day and it is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. May the Lord give every one of us the grace to stand tall. The Bible says, having done all, stand. If you have to be the last man standing, so be it. Having done all, you still stand. And no matter what, you stand right there and give your testimony and say, this is a new day. Hallelujah. You know, I'm done with all that stuff. I'm done with sitting idle. I'm done with going around in circles. I'm done with the lack of progress. I'm moving forward because the Lord said, you've dwelt long enough in this place of stagnation. Now, it is time for you to go forward and possess. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for all of your children. I thank you for the words of encouragement, the words just speaking to us. Because the Bible says in the book of Job, he said, look, when men are cast down, you will be saying there is a lifting up. And so these messages that we are sharing with the people of God have to be a lifter up kind of encouraging message. So we pray, Lord, that indeed your people are encouraged, emboldened to step forward. Hallelujah. And to go and possess that which the Lord has opened up for them. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.